Ted up north because it's a busy morning for Rob Heathcote. He's in between trials and it's great that he's been able to join us this morning. How are you, Rob?
I'm fine, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. Before I ask you about your Stratty runner, how did Rothfire pull up from his piece of work yesterday?
Yeah, good. It was last week, mate. What I did, I got him up to gallop stage, gave him a little piece of work, 4 and 2. He ran up in just under 28. And then I flipped him out in the paddock just for a couple of weeks just to, you know, give him that sort of air of confidence that he's got to gallop stage, he's feeling no pain, there's no heat or feeling in his leg, and he can run around in the paddock for 2 weeks. We'll bring him in next week and embark on a spring preparation for him.
Well, it's exciting. Have you earmarked what would be his first run back, all going well?
All going well, Michael. I'll know before then via a couple of trials. You know, the shorts, the Premier and the Everest.
Yep.
I mean, we're not aiming high.
No, just keep that lid on it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Look, at the end of the day, I'll know if he's sound and healthy and he's still got that Group 1 ability he had prior to the injury, then happy days. But look, we're realists. You know, they're animals and things can happen and quickly.
We're about to get the final field for the Stradbroke. You've got Emerald Kingdom in it. You caused a bit of a commotion with his all-the-way win last start, smashed on the markets. What do you think of the Stradbroke on Saturday and where Emerald Kingdom lines up?
Well, he's a good Stradbroke, and these races always are, Michael, when you're racing for this kind of money. But I have a horse that handles Eagle Farm well. Admittedly, in the Victory Stakes first up, he didn't go brilliant, but I feel that was as much we rode him the wrong way, and Robbie Fradd's got the knack of this horse. He understands how he needs to be ridden, and that's allowed to roll and be comfortable. You cannot dictate to this horse. Robbie's aware of that. The big 1,400-metre track at Eagle Farm will suit this horse. There's a bit of speed there, a pack of space, and one or two others are going to be rolling along. But my fella is a big, strong, front, free-running horse, and he'll give us a sight, that's for sure.
It's going to be a high-pressure Stratty, as it normally is, as well. And you've gone close with Buffering before, so it should be memorable if you could win the Stratty on Saturday. Before then...
Thanks for that. I've been trying to forget it for 7 years. That grey bastard slipping up the fence.
Your old mate Sad's knocking you off.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, have you got a winner at the Sunny Coast tomorrow?
Probably Star Virgo I like. I mean, he's run a couple of nice cheeky races in town, but at Eagle Farm where he hasn't been at his best. So I think on the big Caloundra track, he has won there before. He has won under 60 kilos. He's our best chance.
Good on you, Rob. Best of luck on Saturday.
Always a pleasure, Michael.